Joining me on the phone all the way from Ireland is a very, very special guest. In fact, it's already evening there. Oran Kasija, welcome to the Jukebox.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you. It's not every day we get a guest from Ireland and an accomplished performer in both classical, traditional genres, performer of the Uilleann pipes. Tell us a little bit about your background growing up in Ireland, how you stumbled upon these glorious instruments.
Well, I mean, it's something that happened sort of as part of the environment in which I grew up. Our home was a home of music and song, of traditional songs of the Gaelic language. But, you know, my memories of a child is listening to Beethoven symphonies at the same time. So we had a seamless musical upbringing where classical music and Irish folk music, you would go from one to the other.
Fantastic. Wow. And that has taken you all across the world, from Carnegie Hall, Radio City Music Hall, Massey Hall here in Toronto, and all the way to St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, right in the presence of Pope John Paul II. What was that experience like?
Well, it was fabulous, actually. My family were with me. You know, some of my siblings, my brothers, and they also play, and my sister plays. So we were asking the family to go and play for Pope John Paul on the steps of St. Peter's Basilica, and it was an amazing moment.
Wow.
I'll never forget. The crowd was enormous.
Yes.
We had his full attention, and his hands and feet were tapping along to the tune. So that was a lovely moment.
Well, that's what we love to do. Every time we hear Irish music, of course, the jig, we have a big listenership of Irish-Canadian listeners, which goes a long way back, of course. And this concert that you are presenting very, 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 very soon, called Bound for Canada, is all about that, all about the ultimate sacrifice made by Canadian medics, clergy of all dominations, assisting those fleeing famine in Ireland, taking us all the way to 1847.
Well, the Canada-Ireland Foundation, asked me to write this piece of music to commemorate a very dark year in the Irish famine, 1847, where basically, if you didn't get out, your chances of survival were pretty slim. So Irish people left in droves on coffin ships, leaky wooden boats that, your chances of making the passage were not great. And many people perished on their way. Others died of typhus. It was kind of an odyssey, an epic journey. And when they arrived in Canada, they were very, very sick and in very, very poor shape. And Canadian caregivers really rose up to the challenge. And many of them actually gave their lives looking after the Irish sick and dying. So this piece really commemorates not only the famine and the Irish emigration to Canada during the famine, but also Canadian caregivers who gave so generously to them.
It sounds like an incredible musical journey that you're recreating. And this is your original orchestral score that you're bringing to this event.
Yeah, I mean, it's an entirely original piece. The work acknowledges, the many families, for example, who took part in adopting Irish orphans. And many French-Canadian families took in many Irish orphans, as did some of the First Nations. And this is acknowledged with a chorale in the French language, Nijami Ublé, which does honour to them. We also honour the Sisters of Charity in Montreal and other orders who tended to the dying Irish as well. And some of them paid a very heavy price with their lives. And there's an Ave Verum for them in Latin. And then there's an elegy. And then for Dr. Grosset, he was an American. He was a Canadian caregiver who gave his life tending to the Robert Grosset. He gave his life tending to the emigrants. And there's an elegy written especially for him.
It sounds like a fascinating tribute to the resilience of our Irish ancestors and the incredible compassionate response of Canadians that followed in a very, very tough year. This concert, for our listeners interested, is happening Thursday, March 9th, 2023, this year, coming up very soon, March 9th at 7 p.m., Toronto's Winter Garden Theatre. To get your tickets, head to Ticketmaster. To get some more information on this event called Bound for Canada World Premiere Original Orchestral Score, go to the Canada Ireland Foundation. That's the CanadaIrelandFoundation.com.
What a wonderful foundation, I'd like to pay tribute to some fantastic people at the foundation, Robert Kearns and William Peace. I'd also like to mention, some of the great soloists that are going to be working with us, and the North York Orchestra, and the Toronto Coal Society, who very generously are giving their time to make this event happen. We're having 6 or 7 members of the Irish Police Force coming across, the director, Pat Kenny, and 6 or 7 members of the Irish Police Force Band are going to join the North York Orchestra and the Toronto Coal Society in this concert.
Wow. How many people are you expecting on that stage?
It's going to be pretty crowded. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone.
Fantastic. What a
Thursday the 9th of March. It's going to be a fantastic evening.
Absolutely. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. Thursday, March 9th, a world premiere performance presented by Canada Ireland Foundation, Bound for Canada. Last thing, Oren, won't let you go until you tell us a little bit about your daughter. We play Shebale as a vocal soloist anytime Carrick Fergus comes up as a request on my show. It's a delight to hear her voice. Tell us a little bit about this musical family you've created.
Yeah, isn't it gorgeous? Actually, Carrick Fergus is one of my favorite tracks as well. She's my daughter, and she's going to be one of the main soloists in the concert. She is a Shannos singer, and the Shannos is kind of an old style of singing in Ireland, which is in Gaelic, and you know it goes back to the Middle Ages. It's a very strong, powerful singing style, and part of the magic, I think, of the music is going to be the blending of this Shannos singing style with orchestra.
Sounds like a terrific event. Thank you, Oren. We'll have to go here, but I wish you a wonderful event coming up. Sounds like a gala, really, with all these terrific performers coming together. Only one night, Thursday, March 9th at Toronto's Winter Garden, 7 p.m. Toronto's Winter Garden Theatre. Thank you, Oren, for joining me. Have yourself a wonderful evening.
Thank you very much.